The Wars of the Roses by Con Iggleden. Book 3. Bloodline.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Prologue. The wind snatched at them, alive and full of malice. It filled their chests in sudden gusts and made their mouths ache with cold. The two men shuddered under the assault, yet continued to climb on iron rungs that stung their hands. Though they did not look down, they could sense the watching crowd below. Both men had been raised far to the south in the same village of the county of Middlesex. They were a long, long way from home. But with their master, they'd been given a task by Queen Margaret herself. That was what mattered. They'd ridden further north from Sandal Castle, leaving behind the bloody ground and the pale, stripped bodies lying on it. They'd taken cloth sacks to the city of York, with the gales rising around them. Sir Stephen Reeds watched from below, one hand raised against ice flecks on the wind. The choice of Micklegate Bar was no accident. English kings had always used that tower to enter York from the south. It didn't matter that hail stung his men or that darkness was thick as dust in the air. They had their charge, their orders, and all three were loyal. Godwin Halliwell and Ted Kirch reached a narrow wooden ledge above the crowd. They edged out onto it, leaning back when they feared a wild gust might snatch them off. The crowd thickened beneath them, gleaming just a little with white hail resting on dark hair. Shuffling figures still came out of houses and inns. Some of them